Welcome back into Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bullbarch joined alongside Rocco Nucci, and it's time now for our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today we welcome in Greg Bancic, the superintendent at Columbia. Greg, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. How are you today?
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, a lot of things that I want to go over. I mean, we are obviously in some very, very difficult and trying times right now, and we'll start right there. Greg, how are you guys handling and adapting to this whole COVID-19 crisis, and how does the in-home learning process work for you guys at each grade level?
Boy, what an unprecedented time we have here in education, and our teachers are doing a fantastic job dealing with the changes that were basically brought on in basically a two-day period. So we've been adapting, basically taking it minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, and trying to give our kids the best education we can via the online mode.
And how does that work with each grade level? You and I talked yesterday a little bit about this, but you mentioned that the time spent online learning each day for the kids, that varies from each grade level.
It does. And right now, what we've done, we're currently in the first three-week period of the governor's executive order. So each of our kids are doing either a paper packet or online learning for this 3 weeks. And our teachers have put that together. It's currently in our kids' hands at this point in time, and they'll be finishing up here. We're going to collect it on Sunday, April 5th.
And while we're on that topic, too, yeah, is this something that you guys are approaching week by week in these three-week increments set forth by the governor, as you alluded to earlier? How does all of that work? I would imagine that whole process has got to be pretty tough and pretty taxing at this point, not knowing what that next step might be.
It is pretty taxing. A lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, not only with our teaching staff, but also our parents. I mean, we have to understand that our parents and our teachers, especially, you know, their lives have changed. There is people in the household that lost their jobs. They're now responsible for homeschooling. They're responsible for the health and safety of their not only their immediate family but other family members. So it's been a pretty grueling process for the staff itself.
Can we expand on that a little bit as well, too? Because I know that you guys wanted to limit the amount of time that the kids were spending online. Certainly, you wanted the kids to take care of their schoolwork, you know, do all the work that was given to them in the packets or via online, whichever the case may be. But you also mentioned you didn't want kids spending 7 or 8 hours all day long on their schoolwork, because you mentioned a lot of that becomes pretty taxing on the parents as well.
And it does. And what we've decided to do in our kindergarten through fourth grade, they're doing about an hour work a day from grades 5 through 8, about an hour and a half. And our 9 through 12 grades are doing about 2 hours per day. And we understand that there's many other things that families are dealing with other than education, but we wanted to make sure that our kids had an opportunity to what we quote sharpen the blade and keep the schoolwork and try to maintain some type of daily routine with our kids.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Greg Bancic, Columbia Superintendent, on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Tell me about this virtual banquet that your wrestling team put together. Obviously, in these trying times, you know, you have to adapt and you have to come up with some creative ideas. And I thought that was creativity at its finest with the wrestling team putting a virtual banquet together.
Dan Giuliani, our wrestling coach, has done a tremendous job this year, being the first year here as coach of our Raiders. And him going above and beyond, doing the virtual banquet. As you know, the wrestling banquet was canceled. He's did this via Twitter and talks about each kid. And it just gives the opportunity for the coach to recognize the accomplishments of all of his wrestlers. And I thought he did a tremendous job. And again, it took a lot of time, and it makes the program look great. And that's what Dan's all about.
So how exactly did he do this? Did he just go ahead and put some YouTube clips together? Did he put a PowerPoint together? It looked like each kid had his own slide for this virtual banquet.
Absolutely. So he gave each kid a slide and talked about the accomplishments of each kid, and also had some voiceover obviously with his own voice, describing exactly what that wrestler had done for the program.
Very cool stuff. Again, sometimes you got to get those creative juices flowing, especially in times like these where you don't always have all of the resources that you'd like to have access to. So really, really cool stuff. Now, I know that keeping the kids fed has been a big part of what you guys have done since the initiative was put in place by the governor a couple of weeks ago. And you guys have been hard after it, making sure that the kids get the necessary nutrition that they need. How have you guys gone about doing that?
Well, first I want to say a huge thank you to our kitchen staff who have been doing all of the work in making sure that our kids are fed. And originally we did our students that were on free and reduced lunch beginning this coming Monday. We are going to open up to any student that needs a breakfast or lunch. And we hand those out on Mondays and Wednesdays of each week. And more information will be going to our parents this afternoon. But I also want to shout out Clearview Church, who is a local church here in the community that is also giving families bags of groceries on Wednesdays. So they show up to our place and grab their breakfast and lunch, and then they go over to the church to pick up a bag of groceries to help them out as a family as well.
Always fun to learn about how the community helps out, steps up, and gets involved in a process like this. No question about that. Well, earlier this week, you and your administrative team got together, and you guys kept your social distancing. You posted a picture of that to let everybody know that you guys are staying at least 6 feet apart and taking all the proper precautions. What were some of the things that you guys discussed at this administrative meeting?
Well, right now we are planning. We are waiting the governor's response to what the rest of the school year looks like. So he said he was going to make that decision the week of March 30th. So we are right now planning to see what our online education is going to look like, whether it's for another 4 weeks of shutdown or for the rest of the year. So there's many things that we have to sit down and we have to figure out is, you know, what online portals are our teachers going to use? How is that going to look? What days of the week are they going to post the information? When is the fourth 9 weeks grading period going to start? How are the teachers going to grade the material? How are they going to be available for questions, whether by phone, whether by Zoom, whether by email? So there's a lot of things that we have to put into place, not to mention other important items like prom, graduation, and other things that are showing up here at the end of the school year.
Well, it's wild, isn't it? I mean, because you just brought up prom, and that's something I hadn't even thought of. And that's one of those things where you would hope by June, maybe there's a little bit of clearance to get that done. But the reality of this is that nobody really knows how this is all going to work out right now. And again, I think that's the biggest fear here is all the uncertainty. But at the same time, Greg, are there some things that you've kind of learned along the way? The fascinating thing to me is that, you know, we're learning a lot in this process for sure. I mean, this isn't where we want to be right now for sure, but have there been some things in this process that you've learned along the way?
I think the most important thing I've learned is teaching is going to change. And, you know, all of our teachers, not only in Columbia, but across the county, the state, and the country, are great educators. However, utilizing these online portals and getting up with today's, you know, the 21st century learning, it's going to make them even better. And I think that's what we're going to come out of this with, this crazy situation. But I also wanted to make one other point when you talked about prom and graduation. Those are other things that we've already had. We have set in stone backup dates. And I will tell you this, and I told some of my staff members this as well. I don't care if we have to have graduation at my house. Graduation will take place. Prom will take place. Doesn't matter if it's June, July, those or August. Those are two important things that our kids will experience before they graduate from high school.
Well, and no question, it seems like if you are a senior, those are two events you absolutely positively want to and have to be a part of, because chances are, Greg, you're only going to get that opportunity once, right?
That's exactly right, and coming from a dad of a senior student, I understand how important it is for these kids to have closure, especially with the end of their school year totally messed up with what's going on right now.
Yeah, completely understood. Well, let's hope that those events take place sooner rather than later. Now, I also want to talk about something that revolves around the working together of all of the superintendents in Lorain County. You put this out there a couple of weeks ago, and this was the day after the governor's order came down about shutting down schools for the following 3 weeks. You posted a tweet about how you were meeting with all the other superintendents in Lorain County. You guys shared some great ideas, and we spoke with Frank O'Gallo about this about a week and a half ago. He told us that he was really blown away by how many great ideas came out of this meeting when you guys all got the chance to sit down in the same room, generate some great ideas. So my questions here are, how often are you in contact with the other superintendents in the area, and what kinds of ideas have you guys shared?
Well, let me start by saying my colleagues are phenomenal. We are going above and beyond. This task that we have been given has been a very, very tumultuous task, and it's been tough. But by meeting with our superintendents, and we do that weekly, and we're updated both from the Ohio Department of Education, the Lorain County Public Health, and Dave Koble, who gives us an update each week, and it helps us to bounce ideas back and forth off of each other to say, hey, we like that, we don't like that. And, you know, it makes it better for the students of Columbia by utilizing the thought processes of my colleagues.
Can you think of any ideas that you guys kicked around, maybe not necessarily in that meeting, but in some of your conversations since that meeting, that you guys have really reflected on and said, wow, that's a wonderful idea?
Well, I think the most important thing is how do we get all of our students engaged in the online process, which is a daunting task. And our students here in Columbia have done a remarkable job so far at completing the required academic work. And I think that's the biggest thing that I take out of this, is that not only the work that we're all doing together as a county, but also the ability to shoot those things off to each other's shoulders and say, hey, what do you like? What don't you like? You know, I didn't think about that. And you know, I'm only a one person, very small administrative staff here. So I rely on other people to say, hey, you might want to try this, you might not want to try that. So that's probably the biggest benefit that we have.
Great stuff. Well, Greg, as always, we appreciate you joining us. Always love having you on the show. Hopefully the next time that we do this, you'll be in studio with us, and we will get past this COVID-19 crisis. But we always enjoy hearing your insights, and we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Andy, I appreciate it. Best to you, and also the best of health, and stay well to the rest of Lorain County.
Thank you very much, Greg. Much appreciated. That's Greg Bancic, Columbia Superintendent, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Let's step aside and take a break. We will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.